Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Blois Olson, people are waking up this morning to breaking news out of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. We'll have more, obviously, with Steve this morning, but that's kind of leading our news narrative right now.
Yes, it is, Dave, and I think has everybody on edge again as well. Overnight, 1:15, Public Safety Commissioner John Harrington held a media briefing. I know that the governor activated state troopers last night to calm tension. I'm not sure if the National Guard was activated, but I would consider that the governor's considering a curfew and taking all steps, and obviously this happens. When 10 miles down the road, the Derek Chauvin trial is happening, and so all national eyes are back on Minnesota this morning.
Does the prosecution rest on the Chauvin trial today?
Well, I don't know if it's today, but it's expected that they'll rest this week, and then the defense will take up its case, and the big question is, will Derek Chauvin testify? And there's a lot of speculation on both sides. I won't speculate, but I know that that's what people are waiting to see.
Steve, we'll have the latest on that and also the current situation in Brooklyn Center, all coming up here in about 7 minutes on our news. Blois, in the midst of that, anything happening this week special over at the Senate and House floor sessions?
Yeah, it is the big budget week. Both sides, the House and the Senate, will pass their budget bills. That includes the opposition in each body trying to amend those budget bills with various amendments. So these are very long floor sessions this week. We're still waiting on Governor Walz's budget that would include the American recovery dollars from the federal government to know how those are going to play into the state budget. But, you know, we're about a month away from the deadline for the legislature to pass. So in theory, we're on pace to get a budget done. But I ran into a lobbyist over the weekend who said these budget bills aren't real yet, and we'll see you in June. And so I think there's a lot of feelings that the two sides are just so far apart that it's going to be very difficult to get a budget done by May 17th.
Meanwhile, Jennifer Carnahan back as chair of the Minnesota Republican Party.
Yeah, she won decisively over the weekend. It's not a big surprise. She was favored heavily. But I think, you know, she's not been without controversy. There's still some dissent amongst the leadership in the Republican Party about the future of the party in Minnesota. And obviously, the elephant literally in the room is Donald Trump. And if he runs again, and how the 2022 elections go. So Ken Martin stayed on as DFL chair, and Jennifer Carnahan will stay on as Republican Party chair.
Scott Jensen and TikTok, what's going on there?
Yeah, he was banned for misinformation about COVID-19. This is one of those things that I don't know if he's testing these social media platforms to try to be banned or if they're actively looking at Minnesota gubernatorial candidates suddenly about these issues. He's obviously got a huge national following on these things, but watch for this to continue to be a theme of how Republicans aren't allowed access to get their message out on social media platforms. After Donald Trump was banned, I think that's one of the angles that gins up the Republican Party very strongly. And I haven't looked that deeply into this. I'm going to try to get a video of from the Jensen campaign this morning and just see for myself.
What are you hearing about vaccine passports in Minnesota?
It's a non-issue, I think, in Minnesota. Governor Walz has said he has no interest in pursuing it. There's a bill in the legislature authored by Senator Michelle Benson saying that you can't do it. So I don't think they're going to happen in Minnesota. And I don't know that it's going to be very enforceable on a state level. I mean, I guess you could have airlines deny people entry that maybe didn't have the vaccine. But I think having traveled over the last few weeks, people are relatively careful. And I think overall, it'd be other countries, not other states, that deal with the passport issue.
Blois, how do I get your newsletter?
Dave, you just go to fluence-newsletters.com and you can sign up right there. And welcome back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.